It's time now for the final in our series on green living. Green Ideas magazine editor Greg Rowan reckons children raised outdoors are cleverer, kinder and more resourceful.
There's research that shows that our attitudes to the environment are really established very early on in our lives. So if you don't have this kind of outdoorsy life, you just tend not to worry too much about your impacts on it or your relationship with it later in life. And, you know, if we want to raise another generation of people who are actually looking after our country or even know that it's worth looking after, then it's really important to get them outside.
And it makes them tougher.
Yeah, I think so. There is lots of research in this field. And, you know, unsurprisingly, you know, when you think about New Zealand farm kids, for instance, you know, you spend time outside in unstructured play. And I think you become a better problem solver. You have a sort of more robust understanding of how the world works. I often think of watching my two English friends try to put up a tent when we went on holiday to Coromandel. And it was just, you could really see that city upbringing there as they struggled for 20 minutes to try and work it out. So I think, you know, the good old-fashioned Kiwi lifestyle is really important and a really important part of building that resourceful, cheerful, problem-solving New Zealand character that we love. But we've got to be careful that New Zealand childhood is still there.
But we're not all lucky enough to sort of run around barefoot on the farm. So is camping actually much of a substitute for city children?
I think so. I think camping is definitely a great thing to do, but it's also about getting it into your regular life. You know, camping might be something you do a couple of times a year if you're lucky, but it's just as important, I think, to get out into the parks, get them down to the beach, find safe places for unstructured play. You know, New Zealanders, we like to think of ourselves as outdoorsy, and perhaps in the past we were, but these days we're one of the most urban populations in the world, and children these days are spending sometimes less time in the outdoors than prisoners are entitled to by law.
Greg Rowan from Green Ideas magazine.